Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Bishus de Rosh Yeshiva, and let me also start on a very personal note. So, you just heard the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Isaacson, speaking about the schus of spending some time with me. And I had the schus of having a very special driver. Not many people have a Rosh Yeshiva as a driver. And that was my special schus. And Rabbi Isaacson, you know, the feelings are mutual. And even though it's been quite a few years since you drove me around, since the beginning of COVID, but the relationship is not diminished at all. And I cherish our relationship. And maybe we'll start the shiur again, and I hope you'll still be available. This is an interesting yeshiva, and you have very special ramim and merbitzei Torah in the yeshiva, most of them retirees. So I know Rabbi Apfel very well, and I need to get used to changing, you know, the titles. Dr. Apfel morphed into Rabbi Apfel, and Stevie Glantz is no longer Stevie. Probably he's Rabbi Glantz in the yeshiva. So this is such an inspiration, having accomplished people in many different fields. And I think this is something for the boys to think about. Successful and accomplished doctors, businessmen, who at some stage feel, I want to come back to yeshiva. Because nothing compares to just sitting and learning Torah in yeshiva. And to me, that seems to be like a huge inspiration. So I discussed with Rabbi Apfel, should I retire and come to the yeshiva in Mevaseret? But I don't think that would be so much of an inspiration because I never was a doctor. I'm not a successful businessman. I'm not a lawyer. So I don't think that'll mean that much to the Talmidim if I retire and come to teach Torah here. But anyway, it's been years since I was in the yeshiva, and I'm very happy to be back again. And I am inspired that in these difficult days, you know, I am associated with various different yeshivas. And so many of the American yeshiva boys left Israel, left Eretz Yisrael, they went back to America, and yeshivas are depleted. And I'm so moved that all of you decided, we're not going anywhere, we're in Eretz Yisrael, this is where we should be. And we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will watch over us. As long as we learn Torah, then we should feel safe and confident in Eretz Yisrael. So these are difficult times for every Jew in the world, and especially Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. We are in the midst of a war, terrible war. And what we experienced on Simchas Torah is something we never thought could happen in Eretz Yisrael. More than 1,000 Jews were just killed, murdered, butchered, and noshim v'taf. We haven't seen anything like this since the Holocaust. So profoundly tragic. And since then, hundreds of soldiers have lost their lives since Simchas Torah. And just yesterday, 11 young Jewish soldiers were killed. So these are very challenging times. And I think each and every one of us needs to ask, what is my duty? What am I required to do? We are all called to arms. Every Jew and every yeshiva boy. Everybody needs to be part of this effort. How? So Baruch Hashem, we all have this chus of sitting in Beis Medrash. That doesn't mean that we are exempt from service. We need to serve in our way. But we need to serve, and we need to be part of this war effort. And I tell yeshiva boys, as much as you learned up today, you need to learn more. Kids your age are in Gaza right now, and they don't have an afternoon break from 2 to 4 to take a long nap. And if they don't have that, neither should you. Neither should you. Your Torah is essential. We all need as much Torah as we can get. And we firmly believe in Divrei Chazal, Masechet Makis, Oim Deshoyer Ragleinu B'Malchoma B'Schus Shar Yushalayim Shoyiskim B'Torah. But that means you serve. And you need to make an effort, just like all the others are called upon to make a special effort. How much Torah does one need to learn? Could anybody define how much Torah does one need to learn? So probably the most fundamental source is the Pasuk. Lo yomesh sefer ha-Torah hazem epicho v'hogisu bo yomam v'layla. Who knows where this Pasuk is found? Where is this Pasuk? Bereishis Shemois v'yikro b'midbar devorim. Where is this Pasuk? Which Perek? Perek Aleph in Sefer Yoshua. The very first Perek in Divrei Nevi'im, which emphasizes the importance of this Pasuk. How do we define Yomam V'Layla? Is it all day and all night? Or some of the day and some of the night? Seems to be a machlokes between two of the greatest Tanoim, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Shimon on Brochas Daf Lamed Hei. So on Brochas Daf Lamed Hei, the Gemara says, V'ogiso b'yomam v'layla, yochol dvorim kichsavam, could the interpretation be a literal one, all day and all night? Well, there's another posik, which is in Torah's Moshe, which has precedence, v'osavto digonecha. So you need to plow, you need to sow, you need to harvest, there's so much work to be done. And the Torah says, Vosafto de Ganecho. So how could one learn all day and all night? So Rabbi Shmuel says, we can't interpret this pasuk literally. It means some of the day and some of the night. Hanheg behem minag derech eretz. Which means they need to provide for the families, for the communities. You need to work. You need to harvest the fields. And whatever time is left, you learn Torah. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai disagrees, and he says, So when are you going to learn Torah? Bezman sheyaso eloisin retzoyno yishon mokoyim. The Navi says, v'amdu zorim ura'u tzoynchem. Strangers will come, and they will take care of your flock. If you learn Torah, yes, v'ogis v'yoyim v'laylo is dvorim kechsavam, all day and all night. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And what is the halach? The Gemara says, harba, also k'Rav Shimon v'loyol sabiyodom. The Marsha, the Netziv, Rabbi Chaim v'loshana, and many others say, Chazal stress, harba also k'Rav Shimon v'loyol sabiyodom. It's not a derech for the multitudes. It's not a derech for the many. It is a derech for the few. And those few that really could dedicate all their lives, all their resources, all their energies, whatever they have, for Omer HaTorah, yeah, their call is all day and all night, but all the others, some of the day and some of the night. Very first Mishnah, Masechet Peah, and we recite this Mishnah every day in the morning. Ere devorim she'ein lehem shiur, Talmud Torah. The Bira Gra, they go on Mishnayis Eliyahu, that's his parish on Mishnayis, the Bira Gra, and this Mishnah quotes Rabbi Shmuel. Hanig behem minig derech eretz. And that is why Talmud Torah ain lo shio lo lamala velo lamata. Sometimes it's all day and all night. Other times, some of the day and some of the night. To some people, it would be all day and all night. To others, it will be some of the day and some of the night. And that's pshat in the Mishnah. Eru devorim she'ein lehem shio. So the Gaon seems to agree that Halachik Rebbe Shmuel, because that is his pshat in Stam Mishnah. The Mishnah gives the beginning of Peah, which Lechoyre is Halacha Psuka, because it's a Stam Mishnah. Both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai seem to contradict their own teaching in Menachas Tzadik Tes. In Menachas Tzadik Tes, Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and this is a fascinating phenomenon which I don't know how to explain, but many, many sources and shas, there is Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan couldn't have known Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, because Rabbi Yochanan was the first generation of Amiroim. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was far before the end of the days of Tanoim. So Rabbi Yochanan obviously was Mishamish Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon, and this is very common in Shas. Menachas Tzadik Tesu Medbeis, Rabbi Yochanan quotes Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Afilo Lo Yikore El Posek Echad Shachas Posek Echad Arvis. Kriya Shema Shachas V'Arvis, a person is Yoitza, V'Ogisu, Bo Yomam V'Laila, the very same Pusik we deal with in Brochas Lamedei, we find once again in Menachas Tzadik Tes. And it is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai that says, Kriya Shema Shachas V'Arvis, or in other Pusik, Shachas V'Arvis. And that seems to be a minimal requirement. While in Brochas Lamed Hei he says, no, you can't even harvest your fields, because you need to learn Torah all day and all night. And at that very same daf of Menachas, Shoel ben Doma ben Achoisoi, Sher Rabbi Shmuel, Es Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel had a nephew, obviously a bright boy, and he asked, Kigon ani, Shalomadati kol haTorah kol, I finished Shas, I finished the Yerushalmi, I would like to learn some Greek philosophy. Very keen interest what the early philosophers have to say. Ma ani lilmed chokhmi yavonis. And as Uncle Rabbi Shmuel says, Vogisu bo yomam v'layla ksiv, if you could find any time that is lo yoim v'lo laylo, then you could learn Greek philosophy. Obviously, he won't get very far. He's not going to be a major philosopher. Maybe he's gonna touch Socrates. I don't think he's gonna get to Plato or to Aristotle. If all the time he has is Bishul She'enoi Lo Yom Velo Laila, and that is Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel and Brocha says, some of the day and some of the night. Rabbi Shimon and Brocha says, all day and all night. And in Menachas, Rabbi Shimon says, it's enough if you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad morning and night. Your Mekayem Mitzvah, Rabbi Shmuel says you have no time. All day and all night need to be dedicated to one endeavor and one only, and that is Vogisa Bo Yomam V'Laila. So how do we understand the contradiction? So 2 points I would like to make. I think the Machloikas in Brochas Lamed Hei is not about Mitzvah Talmud Torah. It is about Derech Eretz. It's not about Mitzvah Talmud Torah. And I would like to assume that Rabbi Shmuel was no less a masmid than his friend Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And Talmud Torah is no less precious to Rabbi Shmuel than it is to Rashbi. The question is, Haim Soim Chanal HaNeis. What is the normal mahalach of a Jewish nation, of a Jewish people? Are we all expected to be scholars? Are we all expected to learn Torah all day and all night? And how will we have Parnasa? Who will feed our communities? Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, if you will all learn all day and all night, then in a miraculous way, strangers will come from the end of the world, and they will take care of all our needs. Okidivri anovi, v'amdu zorim, ura'u tzoinchem. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, ein soimchen al hanes. That is a dream. A dream that will be fulfilled at the end of days. It's not a platform. It's not a program. It's an unrealistic program. Haneg behem minig derech eretz. So the machlokes of Rashbi and Rabbi Shmuel and Brochas Lamedei is about Hilchas Derech Eretz. It's not about Hilchas Talmud Torah. We're not supposed to starve to death. We need to provide for our children, for our families, for our communities. The machlokes is in Hilchas Derech Eretz. Rabbi Shmuel says, Ein soimchan al hanes. I think the Ikka Machloikis is not in the interpretation of Ogiso Bayoim and Valailo. The Machloikis is the interpretation of Va'amdu Zorim Ur'u Tzoinchem. Rashbi feels that's a program. That's your program. And if you will all learn Torah all day and all night, that will be fulfilled. It's a promise of the Navi, B'Shem Hashem. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it's a utopian dream. It's something about La'osid Lavoi. It's not a practical program. Haneg behem minig derech eretz. So what about the machloikis in Menuchas Tzadik Tes? We explained Brochas Lamed Hei. Menuchas Tzadik Tes, I think Rabbi Shmuel says, derech eretz, yes. Chochmei Yevonis, no. Derech eretz, yes. Because you're human beings and you need to provide for your families. You need to have parnosa. So on Dr. Apfel, till mid-age, spent most of his time treating patients, 100% legitimate. Not only because treating patients is a mitzvah, because you need to provide for your family. And when Stevie Glantz, also known as Rabbi Glantz, spent many years doing business, that was legitimate. Providing for the family, giving tzedakah, and that is Haneg Behem Minig Derech Eretz. However, Chochmei Yevonis, Rabbi Shmuel says, no. Chochmei Satoira. Why do you need any other Chochmei? No. Vogisa Bayoim Avalayla. When you're not doing Parnasa, you need to learn Torah. And Rashbi would probably point to the first Mishnah in Masechet Peah. And he says, when you can, you need to learn all day and all night. As I said in Brochas Lamed Hei. But sometimes, the minimal requirement is, Posek Echad Shachris, Posek Echad Avis, Kriya Shema Shachris Vavis. Each and every one of us knows that not all days are the same. Not all people are the same. So a young man, his wife is in labor. He needs to take her to the hospital. First baby, they're all in tension. He's sitting out there in the waiting room. He can't really learn right now. He doesn't have a Gemara. All he finds in the waiting room is a Tehillim. So does he need to learn all day and all night? Well, doesn't have either the nerve to do so. And there are so many days in which you just can't learn. You know, you're moving. Anybody that moved from one house to the other knows what a busy day that is. So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says exactly what the Mishnah says in the beginning of Peah. When you could, it's all day and all night. But the minimum which you can never escape is Bogisa Bayoim Avalayla. Posek Echad Shachris, Posek Echad Avis. So in a practical way, when I am asked, so what is the requirement? How much does one need to learn? There's a beautiful story. I said 1,000 times, and I hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me the time and the koyach to tell the story another 10,000 times. Rabbi Yosef Eliyahu Henkin was the gadol in America before the Igros Moshe became the Igros Moshe, the Moshe Feinstein. And he was a giant, Rav Henkin. A giant in Torah, a giant in Chesed, and a real tzaddik. And when he gave a hesped when the Chazanish passed away, he told this story. I first met the Chazanish, we were both young Avreichim, in a little town in Russia called Stoivzi. The Rav of the community was Rav Sarotskin. I don't remember his first name. And I came to see the Rav, And a young man came out of the Rav's room, and I asked him, "Who are you?" And he said, "I am the son of the Rav of Kosovo, and my name is Karelitz." And I asked him, "So what do you do?" And he says, "We run a store." The wife of the Chazanish ran a shop. I asked him, "Do you learn?" And he said, "When I have time, I learn." And obviously, he had a lot of time. So he told me, "When I have time, I learn. So what are you doing by the Rav?" And he said, "The Rav called me. And when the Rav calls, you come." That's the end of the conversation. Shoyel Ke'inyan, Meshiv Kahalocha, short, precise, not one extra word. But I think this sentence, "When I have time, I learn," is the clearest definition of mitzvah's Talmud Torah one can ever give. How much does one need to learn? When you have time, you need to learn. How do we define when you have time? Shnois Elio, the Bira Gro that I quoted a few minutes ago in the first mission of Paya, the Gro says, Rabbi Shmuel says, Hanig ben minik derecheretz, because derecheretz is a mitzvah. And like any other mitzvah, she'i efshala soysar yedei acherim, overrides Talmud Torah. So the Gaon says, why is it legitimate to work? Because providing for your family is a mitzvah. And any mitzvah that you cannot perform by others overrides Talmud Torah. Just like you need to put on tefillin, you need to make Kiddush and Avdolah, you need to be noitel lulav and sit in the sukkah and say Kriya Shema, like any other mitzvah which overrides Talmud Torah, the same applies to Derech Eretz. That's a big chumrah. Is it a mitzvah to become rich? I don't think so. The mitzvah is to provide for your family. So according to the Gaon, Yoyser Mekedei Chayov would be somewhat of a problem. Rabbi Yisimcha, many years later, was somewhat more realistic than the Gaon, than the Gro. And Rabbi Chonan as well in Koivitz Aoras and Yevamis. Rabbi Yisimcha also Meir Chilchus Talmud Torah. And Rabbi Yisimcha says it also depends on Nefesh Adam. As Rosh Hashivas, we know not all our kids are the same. We cannot expect all our children to be major scholars and great teachers of Torah. We do expect all of them to learn Bas Moda, especially in the formative years when you're sitting in yeshiva. This is so important, but ultimately, not all of them would be sages and great teachers of Torah. So Rabbi Simcha says, how much one needs to learn depends on so many different factors. It depends on your nefesh, on your abilities, on your personality. It depends on your panosa. Do you have a big family or a small one? Are you in high tech or are you in manual labor? Are you doing well in panosa or not? And I say, the definition, you need to learn when you have time. Some activities are important and essential and legitimate, even though they cannot be defined as mitzvahs. Yes, a father is required to teach his children Torah. But a normal father is also required sometimes to play with your kids. Is playing with children a mitzvah? Well, if you check Sefer HaMitzvahs, Rambam Ramban, Halachos Gedolos, Smag Smak, you won't ever find a mitzvah play with your kids. But every normal father and every normal child knows that it is something we should be doing from time to time. Teach your kids Torah. Sometimes take them for a tiyul. Spend time. You need to spend time with your spouse, with your wife. Is there a mitzvah? It's not defined as a mitzvah, but it is something which decent, normal people do and should be doing. So whenever you are engaged in something that is important, essential, and legitimate, you're putter from Talmud Torah. But my advice to all of you, Lachameya Veslim, when a Kodesh Baruch will ask you the same question Rav Henkin asked the Chazanish, did you learn? Don't dare to say when I had time I learned. No. That's not going to be a good answer. Because up there in the heavens, they have a video clip of every day. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, really? When you had time, you learned? Let's see. Let's see. Let's check it out. And then on the screen, one day after the other, and you will be very uncomfortable in your seat. And you'll regret that you ever said, whenever I had time, I learned. So don't say that. But try. That is the aloha of mitzvah Talmud Torah. You need to learn when you have time. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Hanik ben Minig Derecheretz, there's no other way to go about it. You need to provide for your family. That's your chiyuv. But you want to learn Greek philosophy? No. Learn Torah. Bogisubo yomam v'layda. So Choshev Talmidim, what have I said up to this moment is, how much do you need to learn? In days of peace and serenity, we are in days of war, and we are called upon to go beyond, above and beyond what we are expected to do in normal days, because these aren't normal days. Klal Yisrael is in Sakona, and young boys are dying out there. So we need to be proud that we're learning Torah. Israel never wins wars just by means of might. Because we are not a people of nature. We are a people of miracles. By course of nature, we shouldn't be here. By course of nature, we should have been three pages in history books, somewhere between ancient Troy and the Roman Empire. There would be two or three pages in which kids would learn in high school. There was a people, they called themselves the Jews, they claimed to be descendants of the patriarchs, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and they rose to prominence so-and-so B.C., and they were diminished in so-and-so AC, and that would be normal history. We shouldn't have been around. And the fact that we are around is unprecedented and unparalleled in history. 300 years ago, Rabbi Yaakov Emden wrote in the introduction to his famous siddur, Shari Shemayim, Chai Roishi, the fact that we exist, set Echad ben Shivim Ze'evim is a nes. Gadol ha-nes hazeh b'yeinai, yoseh mekol ha-nisim shenasu l'aviseinu b'mitzrayim al hayam u'be'eretz Yisrael. The existence of Klal Yisrael, the fact that we are around, is a greater nes than the 10 plagues, Kriyas Yamsef, and Mamed Har Sinai. And he wrote that 300 years ago. What would he write today? What have we been through in the past 300 years? So many challenges, spiritual, physical, and ultimately, the horrific Holocaust, the Shoah, the greatest human tragedy in the history of the world. Nothing compares to the Holocaust, ever. And we're doing quite well. Well, we should have been doing better, but we're doing quite well, growing. Growing in numbers, growing in closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, growing in Torah. So this is a miracle. Everything about us is miracles. We win war by miracles. Don't get me wrong. Yes, we need the best army in the world. We need the most advanced equipment in the world. We need the best technology. We need soldiers that have more motivation and dedication than any others in the world, and I believe that we have all this. But all this is not enough. Because Chazal teach us, Oim Nishoyo Ragleinu B'malchoma B'schus Shar Yerushalayim Sheyoskim LaTorah. And this is a joint effort of all segments of Klal Yisroel. So when many of our children are out there, south and north, fighting, waging war, sacrificing their lives, we are required to do more in the Beis HaMedrash. Twice in Shas, Megillat Av Gimel, Sanhedrin Mem Dalet, Chazal tell the story of Yeshua ben Nun, Melchemes Mitzvah, Kibush Eretz Yisrael. And Yeshua takes a walk. We don't know why. Was it his boydedis? Was he a Breslov Achosid? Or he just took a walk to air out his head? We don't know. And he sees a general, a commander. And he's baffled. And he asks, Halonu at im litzoreinu? I don't know you. Yeshua ben Nun probably knew the commanders of his army. His uniform was strange. So he asks, are you friend or foe? Halonu atim litzoreinu. And the commander answers, Loi kisar tzvo Hashem enochi. I'm not a mortal. You're mistaken. I'm not human. I'm an angel, and I was sent with a message to you. And Yeshua asks, what's wrong? What's the message? And he says, Bitul Torah. How does Yeshua respond? Ve'yolen betoichu eimek, malamid shalan ba'umko shel halacha. And I ask, why umko shel halacha? And why just not learn Torah? I don't recall being there when this encounter took place. But if I would be Yehoshua, I would say, Mr. Malach, or Reb Malach, maybe you're a great Malach. I'm not a maven on Malachim. But I don't think you're a Boki B'Shas, because in Soitavah, Daf Mem Dalet, the Gemara clearly says, the Melchemes Mitzvah, Oisig Mitzvah, Potter Men HaMitzvah, so we're Potter from Talmud Torah. This is a bitter war. We're waging war all day. The troops are so tired. So what are you talking about, Bitul Torah? What did the Malach say? I think the Malach said, Yehoshua, you don't get it. You don't understand what's going on. Look at me. The Malach says, look at me again. Open your eyes. If I would be sent Mishamayim, Litboya Elboino Shel Toiro, Kodesh Boch would dress me up with a frack and a Hamburg, like most of the Rosh Hashivas are dressed. I don't think your Rosh Hashiva has a frack and a Hamburg, I don't think so, but some of the others do. If I would be sent men Hashamayim, Litboya Elbona Shel Chasidut, I probably would be wearing a Shtreimel, a Kaftan, and maybe white socks, like most of the Rabbeim are dressed up. I'm in full military gear. I'm wearing a uniform. You thought I'm a general. Bati litboa elbona shel milchama. It's about war. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking, do you expect to win this war with Bitul Torah? It cannot be. Jews don't win wars with Bitul Torah. It just won't happen. You need Torah to win this war. It's not enough that you have the best troops. You need Torah. What does he do? Umka shel halacha. And why umka shel halacha? So let me share with you another source. Tone de Bei Eliyahu, Perik Yud. And Eliyahu Novi gives understanding in Shiras Devoiro, Sefer Shoftim. Yivchar Elokim Chadoshim. Magen im Yirae V'romach Ba'arboim Elef Miyisrael. Arboim Elef Miyisrael Sheyatzu Lemelchama. 40,000 warriors go out to war. Yesh b'neim zug echad shel talmid chachom v'ani matzil et kulam. Ashrei mi shedivrei Torah mitchadshim al yado. ואומר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, בשבילך אני מציל את ישראל. Why דברי תורה מתחדשים על ידו? And why is it not simply אשרי מי שעוסק בתורה? מגן אם יראה, ורומח בארבו המלף מיסור. The רומח and the מגן are ancient tools of war, the fundamental weapons of 1,000 years ago. The Ramach is the sword, and that's an offensive weapon, which the warrior hands in his right hand. The Magen is a shield, which is a defensive weapon, which he holds in his left. The Magen and the Ramach were transformed 1,000 times till we got to the present-day modern battlefield. It's no longer the sword and the shield. It's infantry, artillery, special forces, armor, planes, missiles, anti-missile missiles, and anti-missile, anti-missile missiles, and cyber warfare. But every strategist or tactician knows that an army will never be victorious unless he is good in offense and defense. So the Magen and the Ramach will always be the fundamentals. Bemalchamto shel Toiro, we have the Magen and the Ramach, and that is the Maksha and the Tarzan. The Maksha attacks. He finds problems and contradictions, and he's steadily on the attack. And the Tarzan is the one to set things straight. He is the Magen. כנגד המגן והרומח של שדה הקרב. We need the magen and the romach of the base of medrash. אשרי מי שדברי תורה מתחדשים על ידו. You yeshiva boys. And your yeshiva says you're great boys. And you learn very well. So how is one מחדש חידוש התורה? There's only one formula. That we find in the Gemara, that we find in Tosis, and that Ashur and the Ramban, and the Tosis and the Nesivis. You have Kashas, and every Kasha breeds a Teretz, and every Teretz is a new Chiddush in Torah. And that is why when Yehoshua ben Nun gets the message from the angel, Vayolan betochu emek, the Magen and the Romach, Melchamto shel Torah, to give the power and the success to those that have the sword and the shield out there on the battlefield. So this is your call. Amagen v'aromach shel Beit HaMidrash. Mor asmada. Mor malchamta shel Torah. Learn more, learn better. Daven more, daven better. This week's parsha, Avraham Avinu says, V'onoichi ochor v'eifa. What does that mean? Brochus Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, one of the great Amirom was Messiah Mis Tefillah, and he said, V'nafshi ka'ofo l'chol tihiyeh. Tosis explains, what is V'nafshi ka'ofo l'chol tihiyeh? Ofo einoy mekabel klaya. Israel cannot be destroyed. Man devised means of destruction, and we could destroy everything. When an atomic bomb goes off, even a little one, like the ones that destroyed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, in ground zero, nothing is left. Even steel dissipates, evaporates. It is reduced to nothing, to dust. But the dust of the earth can never be destroyed. Nobody can destroy the planet. So Taisa says, "V'nafshi kofa l'chol tia." We can destroy everything besides the earth. Ofer eina mekabel kloya. And we are indestructible. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised, "Ki lo yishochach mipi zarei." We are the people of eternity, and we will always make it to the finishing line. The Marshal on the spot writes, Va'ani Shomati, very nice pshat, somewhat encouraging. The
earth is patient.
And everybody tramples the earth. And he waits patiently. 70 years. But at the end of the day, she swallows them all. And the earth is always on top. And everybody finds himself at some stage on the bottom. And that's nafshi ko'ofa l'chol tia. We are trampled throughout history. Goylo achar goyla, exile after exile. So much pain and so much suffering. But we are confident. We will be zeichet to see the ge'ulo. V'ho'iso ach l'malo. But the sugya doesn't deal with eifer. What does v'onechi offer v'eifer mean? So let me share with you my feeling. There's a popular legend, which has nothing to do with religion. Obviously, just a silly legend, like many other legends in children's books about the phoenix. So do you know what the phoenix is? It's a city in America. I think it's the capital of Arizona. But the phoenix is a bird. And the legend says that the bird, the phoenix, lives 1,000 years. And then he soars up to the heavens. He comes so close to the sun, he is parched and burned by the heat of the sun, reduced to ashes, and he's born again out of the ashes for 1,000 years. Nice legend. The source of the legend is in Medrash Rabbah in this week's parsha. And the Medrash calls this bird Oif HaChoyl, the sand bird. Obviously, it is born from sand. And it lives 1,000 years. According to the Medrash, it doesn't fly up to the sun. But fire bursts out of his nest. It's consumed by fire. And only a kibbetza remains. And it's born again for 1,000 years. And the Oif HaChoyl is quoted in Rashi once in Shas. Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Amud Beis. We find the story. And that bird is we, is us. 75 years ago, Hitler, Yamach Shemoy V'Zichrei, was confident that he has the final solution to the Jewish problem, and he spoke about the 1,000-year Reich. He wasn't aware that the 1,000-year, that's ours, that's the Oif HaChoyl, born again for 1,000 years, and then 1,000, and then 1,000. So it is we that have the 1,000-year life. And that is V'onochi Ofer V'Efer. Oif HaChoyl, born from Ofer, reduced to Efer, and always back again for 1,000 years. So we are the people of eternity. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to us, we come closer to Him. We do tshuva. We daven more, we daven better. We learn more, we learn better. We come together. Ba'avo, ba'achva, v'sholam, v'reyes. And so many people are coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tens of thousands of soldiers, maybe even more, demanded tzitzis before they go into war. I'm associated with a group that supplies mehudar deka tefillin to any soldier that takes upon himself to put on tefillin every day. Almost 3,000 soldiers, secular, never put on tefillin before, took upon themselves to put on tefillin every day, and each and every one of them got a beautiful set of tefillin with a beautiful tick on which it is inscribed, Kim Aloch of Yitzav Aloch L'Shmorcho B'chol Deruchecho. And this is so moving. To me, this is so moving. Klal Yisrael coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we are confident. We are confident. V'nafshi ko'ofa l'chol tia. We can never be destroyed. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at our side, we have nothing to be afraid of. So I'm a Talmud of the great Kloisenberger Rebbe. And the Kloisenberger Rebbe used to say, We find this expression in the Gemara twice. Ein lanu lehishon elo alavinu shebeshamayim. And people usually quote this in such a nebuchadnezzar tone. Oy vey, we have no one to rely on, not the Americans, not the Russians, not the Arabs. We're so nebuch. Ein lanu lehishon elo alavinu shebeshamayim. And the Kozom of the Rebbe said, no. Avinu shebeshamayim is not a mishenes kona rotzutz. We should shout out proudly, loud and clear, Ein lanu lehishon elo alavinu shebeshamayim, and that's why we are confident. Yesh lanu lehishon alavinu shebeshamayim. And when he is on our side, we need no one else. We need no one else. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu cried out to us. That's an awakening call, what happened in Simchas Torah. And we rise to the challenge, and we respond. The achdus that we see in Klal Yisrael, and the chizik that we see in Klal Yisrael, in all sectors and in all segments, and the chizik that we should be seeing by Bnei Torah like you, should also make the special effort. Learn more than you ever did, and learn better than you ever did, and say another few kapitlach of Tehillim every day, and Be'ezus Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu would help. V'lo yeshem eshoid v'shedo, Kadosh Baruch Hu yadbir oyveinu tachteinu, and the Israeli troops should be victorious, and the Israeli troops and all the yeshivas and the koilalim, their tefillas and their Torah, she'ale l'shamayim, v'tishkei to'oretz arbo'am shono, v'tishkei to'oretz ad bi'as goyel tzedek, b'mheiro v'yomeinu, amen.
A whole world of content awaits you on Kol HaLashon, United Kingdom. 0208-191-7000. United States, 646-663-7920. Israel, 03-617-1095.